Lesson 73. John 13. Introduction. After eating the Passover meal, Jesus washed his apostles' feet and identified Judas as his betrayer. Despite the turbulence of the final week of his mortal ministry, Jesus focused his teachings on obedience, service, and love, attributes that defined his life and should define the lives of his disciples in all ages. Note: have confidence in the power of the Word. You may be tempted to believe that students will not like studying the Scriptures, or that you cannot teach the Scriptures day after day and maintain students' interest. Remember, however, that the Scriptures contain the words of life, and that the Word has a more powerful effect upon the mind than the sword or anything else. Suggestions for teaching. John 13:1-17. Jesus washes his apostles' feet. Before class, copy the following diagram on the board. Please refer to the diagram on the top of page 250 of lesson 73. The diagram shows an arrow pointing in two directions. On the left-hand side of the arrow is written the word unhappy. In the middle of the arrow is written the question, how happy am I? On the far right of the arrow is written, truly happy. Read the following questions aloud and invite students to ponder how they would answer. Explain that they do not need to answer aloud. Where would you place yourself on this continuum? Would you like to be happier than you are currently now? Can you think of someone whom you would like to help become happier? Invite students to look for a principle as they study John 13 that will help them know what they can do to be happier. To help students understand the context of John 13, remind them that Jesus celebrated the Passover feast with his apostles. Summarize John 13:1-3 by explaining that as Jesus shared this Last Supper with his apostles before his crucifixion, he knew that he would soon be killed and return to his heavenly Father. Invite a student to read John 13:4-5 aloud and ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus did after he and his apostles finished eating the Passover meal. Explain that the phrase, laid aside his garments in verse 4, means that Jesus took off an outer garment, similar to someone removing a jacket in our day. What service did the Savior perform for his disciples? Explain that, quote, in New Testament times, people wore open sandals, walked on mostly dirt roads that accumulated the filth of beasts, and had only irregular access to bathing water. Their feet became very dirty, and washing another person's feet could have been a distasteful task. This custom of hospitality was usually performed by the lowest level of servants. End quote. From New Testament Student Manual, page 242. During this final supper, quote, Christ quietly arose, girded himself as a slave or servant would, and knelt to wash the apostles' feet. End quote. From Jeffrey R. Holland, He Loved Them Unto the End. Ensign, November 1989. Show the picture Jesus washing the apostles' feet. If you had been there when Jesus washed his apostles' feet, how might you have reacted if Jesus started washing your feet? What does the act of washing his apostles' feet reveal about Jesus' character? Invite a student to read aloud Joseph Smith translation John 13:8 in the Bible appendix. Ask the class to follow along looking for what Peter said when the Savior began to wash his feet. According to the Joseph Smith translation, John 13:8, what did Peter say when the Savior began to wash his feet? Invite a student to read aloud Joseph Smith translation John 13:9-10. Ask the class to follow along, looking for Peter's response to what the Lord told him. What do we learn about Peter from his response, recorded in verse 9, to what the Lord told him? Peter respected the Lord and wanted to follow him completely. Explain that by washing his apostles' feet, the Savior not only performed a beautiful act of service, but he also fulfilled the law of Moses and instituted a sacred ordinance. This ordinance was restored in our dispensation through the prophet Joseph Smith See Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, 74 through 75, and 137 through 141. Invite a student to read John 13:11 aloud, and ask the class to follow along looking for why Jesus said the apostles were clean, but not all. Who was the Savior referring to when he said his apostles were clean, but not all? Judas Iscariot, who would shortly betray him. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 13:12 through 17. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior taught his apostles after he washed their feet. According to verses 13 through 16, what example did the Savior set and invite his apostles to follow? Even though the Savior was Master and Lord and the greatest of all, he served others. Based on the Savior's promise to his apostles recorded in verse 17, what blessing will we receive as we follow his example by serving others? Using their own words, students should identify a principle similar to the following. As we follow the Savior's example by serving others, we will be happier. Why do you think we will be happier if we serve others as the Savior did? Ask students to think of a time when they were happier because they followed the Savior's example by serving others. Invite several students to share their experiences with the class. You may want to share one of your own. To help students learn one way they could apply this principle, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "In your morning prayer each new day, ask Heavenly Father to guide you to recognize an opportunity to serve one of His precious children. Then go throughout the day with your heart full of faith and love, looking for someone to help. If you do this, your spiritual sensitivities will be enlarged, and you will discover opportunities to serve that you never before realized were possible." End quote. From Be Anxiously Engaged, Ensign Orleahona, November 2012. According to Elder Ballard, how can we find opportunities to serve others? Encourage students to follow the Savior's example by serving others. Consider inviting students to be prepared during the next few class sessions to report their experiences serving others. John 13:18-30. Jesus identifies his betrayer. Summarize John 13:18-30 by explaining that after Jesus taught his apostles that they would be happy if they served others, he said that one of them would betray him. When John asked Jesus who would betray him, Jesus indicated that one of his apostles, Judas, would betray him. John 13:31-38. Jesus teaches his disciples to love one another. Ask students if someone has ever accused them of not being Christians or true disciples of Jesus Christ because they are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If any students raise their hands, ask how they have responded to the accusation that they are not Christian. If no one has had this experience, ask, how would you respond if someone told you that you are not a Christian? Invite a student to read John 13:34-35 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior said would help others recognize that the apostles were disciples of Jesus Christ. According to verse 34, what commandment did Jesus give his apostles? According to verse 35, what would others know if the apostles loved one another as Jesus loved them? What principle can we learn from the Savior's teachings to his apostles? Using their own words, students should identify a principle similar to the following. As we love one another, as Jesus Christ loves us, others will know that we are his disciples. According to what you have studied this year about Jesus Christ, in what ways does he show that he loves his people? To help students feel the truth and importance of the principle they just identified, invite a student to read aloud the following statement, which was related by Elder Paul E. Kelliker of the 70. Quote, "Two young missionaries knocked on a door, hoping to find someone to receive their message. The door opened, and a rather large man greeted them in a less than friendly voice. 'I thought I told you not to knock on my door again. I warned you before that if you ever came back, it would not be a pleasant experience. Now leave me alone. He quickly closed the door. As the elders walked away, the older, more experienced missionary put his arm on the younger missionary's shoulder to comfort and encourage him. Unknown to them, the man watched them through the window to be sure they understood his message. He fully expected to see them laugh and make light of his curt response to their attempted visit. However, as he witnessed the expression of kindness between the two missionaries, his heart was instantly softened. He reopened the door and asked the missionaries to come back and share their message with him. This principle of having love one to another and developing our ability to be Christ-centered in how we think, speak, and act is fundamental in becoming disciples of Christ. End quote. From He Truly Loves Us, Ensign Orleahona, May 2012. How did the missionaries described in this account follow the Lord's counsel to love one another? Invite students to sing Love One Another, hymns number 308, and ask them to think about someone they know who is easily recognizable as a disciple of Jesus Christ because of the love he or she shows to others. After singing the hymn, invite students to share the names of the persons they thought of and to explain specific ways those persons show their love for others. Consider telling the class about someone you thought of as well. Encourage students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals what they will do to better love others as the Savior loves them. Summarize John 13:36-38 by explaining that after Peter declared that he would lay down his life for Jesus Christ, Jesus told Peter that he would deny Jesus three times before the rooster crowed. Scripture Mastery Review. Lead students in a scripture chase by using clues to help them practice quickly locating passages in their scriptures. For clues, you could use key words, context statements, doctrines and principles, and application ideas from the Scripture Mastery cards. You could also make up your own clues. Scripture chase activities in which students race to locate passages can help them actively engage in learning Scripture Mastery passages. When using scripture chase activities, do them in a way that does not cause hurt feelings or offend the spirit. Help students avoid treating their scriptures irreverently or being overly competitive. Also, consider inviting students to compete against a standard rather than against each other. For example, students could race against the teacher, or they could race to see if a certain percentage of the class can find a particular passage in a specified amount of time.